Just by attack Mr. Dahl. A Moshe Bedisto Chavit is Osha Mina Apetrop. Somebody who has his wife run a store for him. Or she is his agent to deal his property. That she buys and sells property for him. I raise him, I see a called mine, so you're, he can make her take a school that she is not stealing anything from him anytime he wants, even though he has no reason to suspect it. Now, even though the din is that any apotrop would be mechuyev to make a shvuah at the demand of the owner of the property, not just if the apotrop is his wife, the chiddush here is that even though his wife will eventually have to take a shvuah anyway at the time she collects the tzuva that she never stole anything from her husband, even so, kol zman that she is dealing his property, he can make her take a shvuah any time, and not just on things that have to do with the dealings of his property, even with other things that have to do with things that are around the house, that also he can make her take a shvuah. This is called gilgul shvuah. Once she is mechuyev to take a shvuah about the business dealings, he can mechuyev her to make any shvuah that he wants, even if he has no reason to suspect her. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Afilu Apilcha Ba'awi Sasa. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if she is not running any business for him, or she's not dealing with his property, even so, he can make her take a shvuah about her knitting and her dough, meaning that an isha is mechuyev to bake for the Baal and also to knit for the Baal, like we had in the fifth parak, and he can make her take a shvuah that everything she's baking and knitting, she's giving to him, she's not holding back anything for herself, while the Tanakhama holds that if she is not dealing with his property, he cannot make her take a shvuah on these things. Mesafik Tzuvit Paratash Mishnah Hei, Katav La Neder Shvuah Ein Li Alayach, Ein Li Yachala Ashpia. If the Baal writer says to his wife that I am Moichel you for taking a neder shvuah, in that case, he cannot make her take a neder shvuah. In the event that she was an apotropos, he cannot make her take a shvuah. That she never took anything from his property. And if he divorces her and she's coming to collect the ksuba, he cannot make her take a shvuah that she had never previously collected any of her ksuba. But if she dies after the divorce and her yorshim are coming to collect the ksuba, then he can take a shvuah. Now, even though the yorshim cannot swear bevadas that she never collected anything from the tzuba, as they cannot know that for sure. Instead, he makes them take a shvuah that they have no knowledge of her having received anything from her tzuba. And if she sold her tzuba, and then she dies after the divorce and the people that she sold the tzuba to are coming to collect the tzuba, he can make them also take a shvuah. They are called bayim for shusa. As he only potted her from a shvuah, he did not potter the yorshim and the bayim for shusa from taking a shvuah. Neder u'shvuah ein li alayach ba'al yersayach ba'al ha'bayim b'rushusayach ein yachol la'ashbia lo hi v'lo yersheha v'lo es ha'bayim b'rushusa. But if he is meichel her and her yorshim and her bayim b'rushusa, the people that she saw the ksuva to from taking her shvuah, in that case he cannot make her or her yorshim or her bayim b'rushusa take a shvuah, as he potted all of them from a shvuah. Avo yourself must be an oitzah v'es yourself v'es ha'bam v'reshusa. But if he dies and she wants to collect the ksuba from the yorshim, then the yorshim do have a right to make her or her yorshim or her bam v'reshusa take a shvuah, as he only potted her from a shvuah to him, but from a shvuah to his yorshim he did not potter her, so therefore his yorshim can make her take a shvuah. Neder u'shvuah ein li v'lo liyorshai. But if he says, neither myself or my yorshim, or those that are barim bereshusim, meaning if he has an apotropos, somebody who is a caretaker of his property, all of them cannot make her take a shvuah, neither to her or her yorshim, or to the people that she sold the ksuba to, any yachalash bi'alohu, below yorsha, below habarim bereshusim, lo osa v'lo yorsheha v'lo habarim v'reshusa. In this case, neither himself or his yorshim or his apotropos can make her or her yorshim or her barim v'reshusa take a shvuah.